And weak in the head, it's Round the Horn. The story so far. Still on the trail of the whistling mouse nobbler, nightclub hostess Otto von Potros, disguised as a Trappist ferret breeder, makes his way on skis to the top of the Eiffel Tower. But who is Clog Potter? Where are Dimitri's trousers? Why did the man with the metal nose behave so strangely with McWhirter's blancmange? Here is the man who alone will answer none of these questions, and several others besides. Kenneth Hall.
And that was Douglas Smith, who wishes it to be known. But from the way he's been acting lately, it's pretty obvious, really. Now, the answers to last week's questions. First, complete the lines from the following songs. Firstly, I'm going to wash. Well, the answer was, that man right out of my hair. And not a lady in Barnstable's washing for 3 weeks. But finally, we had, I get a kick out of. Well, Mr. Gruntfettock of Hoxton, I think we all know what you get a kick out of. And on looking at the list you sent me, it's my considered opinion that you're running a severe risk of doing yourself a permanent injury. All right, Smith, the announcement.
This is strangely attractive, Leggy Gamma Douglas Smith. Announcing a new feature, the Kenneth Horn Theatre of Suspense.
My name is Gladys Harbinger. Sir Gladys Harbinger. And how I came by that name is of no importance to the present narrative, so mind your own business. My mother hailed from a small village in Cornwall. It was said that on a clear day you could hear her for miles. I was on a brass rubbing holiday in the West Country when the events... when the events I'm about to relate took place. It was a cold October night, my car had broken down, and I was miles from Lou. I decided to make the best of the situation and look for lodgings in the neighborhood. A distance guided me over the lonely downs to an old inn set back off the road.
Manifestation, because if ye be man, ye be welcome here. But if ye be ghastly manifestation, use the tradesman's entrance.
I was looking for a bed for the night.
Get thee gone from this doomed place. We be all doomed here. We got a touch of the doom here. I've seen things. I've heard things. I've touched things. I've smelled things. Don't he ask me what I've seen or heard or touched or smelled, but I wouldn't tell he. No, don't he ask. Don't he ask.
Well, I wasn't going to.
Don't he ask me about the headless horseman, how he comes a-galloping by about this time. See, there he be now.
Where?
He's just manifested himself in the rhododendron bushes. There he goes, a galloping toward the five bar gate. Aye, he'd be fine on the flat, but he'd be useless over the sticks. But I'm forgetting me manners. Come on in, young master. Young man. Come in, young master. Old Jem's not used to company. Old Jem, he'll make you right welcome. Nothing's too much trouble for old Jem.
Yeah, I'm glad to hear it.
Unfortunately, be old Jem's night off. So you have to put up with me. I be mad Tom Thighblast. So if you be set on staying the night in this accursed place, I'll get me wife to show ye to your chamber. Quivering Meg! Quiv... There be a stranger here. Where be ye? Mad Tom wants ye.
Here I am, darling.
I'm painting as mad as I appear. so the gentleman to the terror room.
No! No, Tom, no! Not the tower room!
Why not the tower room?
Well, I haven't made the bed.
Ah, well, in that case, put him in the Phantom Abbot's room. It's got hot and cold running.
Running what?
We don't know. But you can feel him scampering over your face. The only trouble is that the Phantom Abbot's room is occupied.
Who by?
The Phantom Abbot. You'll be all right, because it's a double bed. He don't take up much room. He keeps himself to himself. He does. The only visitation you're likely to get is his phantom clammy feet in the small of your back. And if you want anything during the night, just scream.
As you may imagine, I slept but fitfully that night. I was awakened at 3 a.m. by what sounded like the thudding of giant hooves and the champing of giant jaws outside my window. I slid quietly out of bed.
While you're up, Gladys, get me a glass of water, will you?
Certainly, Abbott, I'll do that. I crossed to the window, and there in the forecourt of the hotel was a huge, shapeless gray creature with great bulging pink eyes and enormous whiskers. The moon illuminated its ghastly face as it pressed against the windowpane, and then, just as suddenly as it appeared, it vanished again. I was petrified. Sleep eluded me for the rest of that night. After breakfast, I decided to pay a call on an old friend of mine who lived in the neighborhood, a certain Brigadier Grope Mannering, the eminent big game hunter and amateur taxidermist. His man, Grunter, answered the door.
Well, goodness me, sir. Isn't it Sir Gladys Harbinger?
Yes.
Mummy!
No. But that's another story. Well, Grunter, my good man, kindly take me to your master.
Yes, sir. This way, sir. He's in the den, stuffing a gorilla.
Oh.
Up the chimney. Keeps the draft out. Sir Gladys Harbinger to see you.
Come in, old boy. Glad to see you.